Welcome to the Amazing Minecraft Podcast, episode number 63. It's Friday, September 30th. We're actually recording it a little earlier than normal. It's 7:25 p.m. It's reasonable time. Hypixel dropped an update that, conveniently, they changed the Slayer requirement for a Juju. Now, instead of being that measly Enderman Slayer 3 that is actually achievable, it's now Enderman Slayer 5, which means it's infinitely harder to get. So, yay, that's perfect. They also implemented skyblock levels, but who cares about that? Because Juju, they... Okay, so now, basically, everyone who had a Juju is not able to use it anymore, and people are crying and grinding.
So they're selling it?
Like, yeah, the price of Jujus went...
11 million now.
Yeah, it went down from 25 million earlier this week.
If you were able to solo T3s, you could make bank, because people are paying, like...
Lots of money.
Coins per T3, because they just need that wreck. And they're going to pay like 50 million coins just to get the thing. It's absurd.
Yeah, so I instantly got to grinding, because, you know, I'm not gonna panic sell my Juju, because that would be dumb. Because the price fell very, very fast. So basically, I grinded day one. Basically, I just found someone who was carrying for free, got carried on like five tier threes. And then got Enderman Slayer 4, bought myself some Final Destination, Hot Potato Book, some of it, put Ancient on all of it. And then I got myself a Fabled Void Edge Katana. I'm close. I can feel it to being able to do Tier 2s. But, like, I'm just not quite there. Maybe with a Wand of Restoration and a Mana Flux I might be able to do it. But right now I am just ever so short, because usually it'll just end up killing me after, like, 30 seconds or so of just me hitting it and dealing, like, 3 million damage to it. Mainly, it's just I keep running out of mana when I'm fighting the boss, which then stops me from dealing a ton of ferocity. If I try and heal or anything, then I lose.
Wait, does the Mana Flux give you mana?
It takes half your mana, but then regenerates mana quickly.
And then does it also give you health?
Yeah, it also gives health, so that's...
I feel like I'm probably gonna have to go up there, you know, grind 24... those T4 Svens, and then just get a Mana Flux. But that is so annoying, because, I mean, it's annoying to do. Because it takes, like, 10 minutes per T4, because of how many people grind in that area, in the Howling Caves, and, like, there's not even that many mobs, and there's always, like, 5 or 6 people, which is nice, because you can get someone to kill your boss for you.
Yeah, that's the only good thing about Svens, is almost every time someone's just going to swoop in and kill your boss.
It's because loot share, and there's, like, a few good, like, you can get, like, hamster wheels from loot share, that's, like, 20k. One time I got 10 hamster wheels from loot share, which is kind of nice.
So, yeah, also, Fire of Truth, you now need a floor 6 completion to use it.
Oh, well, what did it used to be?
Nothing. It had zero requirements.
That's kind of dumb. I feel like what they're trying to stop now is people giving people really good items.
No, that's not what they're trying to stop. I mean, they're trying to stop nerds from rushing mid-game until they actually have the proper stuff. Because now, the only good thing that comes from this Juju... Well, actually, many good things come from this Juju thing. I kind of like it because it's nice. Yeah, you have to grind for E-Man Slayer 5 now, but I can actually do that because I'm committed to the game. And I'm not a sad little Juju non, because I'm a Necron and not, like, 3/4 half Shadow Assassin, Zombie Knight chestplate, and Tarantula Helmet, like, one dude. It was a sad sight to behold. Anyway, also, I think Goldor got buffed slightly, Livid got nerfed.
Which is kind of annoying for me.
Yeah, it's attack... Instead of giving you 100 bonus attack speed, basically maxing it out.
But, I mean, 50. It doesn't matter too much, because I'm not really even using my Livid right now, because I am also grinding this. I've kind of been doing this for a while. Got one of my good friends on, and he was like, sure, I'll help you with T3s. Grinded 15 T3s, woohoo! And, oh my god, I tried T4, it didn't work.
Yeah,
and
then... The strategy for AFKing, or getting carried on a T4, is to... Equip Goblin Armor and a Ultimate Wise 5 Withercloak Sword. Do nothing until the Heads phase starts dealing damage. Withercloak every time it hits you. And then, you survive and you get tons of XP. And
so
nice.
I got myself some sweet, sweet Final Destination. You know, put Ancient on it. Hot Potato Booked it all. Rejuvenate 5 put on it all. And I was thinking I was pretty good. And I was like, oh yeah, I need to get some kills on that. So... 1.5k kills. I mean, it's definitely going to get up. By tomorrow, I think I can get to 3,000 kills. If I try, possibly. I'm gonna attempt another T2 tomorrow, and I got a few things that definitely help me. I got a Radiant Power Orb. It doesn't really do much. It's definitely helpful, though. It's kind of trash, though. I got myself a Fabled Void Edge Katana. I'm gonna need to put the other gemstone slot on there, which is the intelligence gemstone slot, and that will help. I also put Champion on it, which is like a stacking enchant, and I spent 1.6 million on that, and then I got a Wand of Restoration, so another 1.6 million on that. And then that's mostly it, and then I just, you know, went in there, went bam, 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 bam. I got him down to like 700k, and then I ran out of mana, and I tried to use my
Wand of... You did not get it down to 700. Yeah. No.
Well, I...
And got it down to like 9 mil.
Well, and then I ran out of mana.
Yeah, so you just need faster mana regen.
I don't exactly... Well, I feel like it's just because I stopped hitting him. Like, I have to constantly hit him.
No, the reason you ran out of mana is because your thing doesn't have ultimate wise 5.
So, I mean, I could put ult wise 5 on
and
my...
And also mana flux regens your mana faster.
I will eventually get mana flux, put ult wise 5 on my Fabled Void Edge. That's another 3 million... I'm going to try and get Wisdom 5 on all my armor. That's kind of like a common thing a lot of people do, put Wisdom 5 on it, because it's helpful. But that's going to be another 12 million down the hole. And if I can get a summoning ring, ask one of my friends to like get me maybe some like M6 summons for me.
That's never going to happen.
Why?
Because that's annoying. Well, he might actually, but...
He uses M6 7s. It takes him like half an hour. I mean, I'd pay him probably enough. Like 5 mil if I have any coins. But the problem is I'd have to get coins. And all coins of that'll take about an average of 30 million, give or take.
Coins are so annoying to get. Like, they're never there when you need them.
It's like, whenever I have so many coins, I don't know what to do with them. I can't have the fact that I just have coins. I have to spend them on something, which ends up being a loss.
That's just called... bad spending.
I mean, I don't know if there's anything I can do. I'm using Tiger Pet. Don't know if that's the play. If anyone knows what's going to be the best way to kill T2s, just put that on, like, the comments on Apple Podcasts or on our website. It's usually in, like, a link or something.
Speaking of comments, I think we're going to read some because...
Yes, there were a few new ones, I want to say.
Okay, I got to find it. I was looking at other things, so I need to actually get to our podcast. So, the first one is best podcast ever with a butt ton of emojis.
Which was IP133126.
Yeah. The next one is awesome. I love this podcast. One of the best ever. If you guys play Java, you should try Vanilla Realms. If you look it up, the IP is right there. We could play together. I'm super rich and could stack you.
I mean, I might try that.
That's by your Urin El Bozo. I don't really like Realms that much. I tried using it once and didn't like it because...
I mean, I might try it. I mean, if he's giving me, like, full enchanted diamond armor.
Yeah, we do have our own server, though.
But maybe. I'll look at it.
Then really good, it is good, like really good. That's Love Mario and Luigi. I love your podcast. I'm Luca, and you inspired me to make my own podcast. It will be called The Nether Portal. I looked it up. I didn't find the podcast. I don't know if it actually exists. So yeah. The next one is It Is Awesome, So Good, The Best, Amazingly Good. That's by JPSEA. Just awesome. I didn't even watch an episode, but it looks so awesome. He spelled awesome.
Assume?
Yeah, he spelled it assume. So
I don't know if that was on purpose.
Probably not. That's by Ailes, crying face emoji, kind of angry face emoji. Love it. I'm Arlo. I'm 6 and love your podcast. That's Sarah and Arlo. Best podcast ever. I've written 5 reviews and none have gone through to recap my other reviews. Can we play Bed Wars T?
I think we've read that one.
I don't think so, because he's saying we didn't read it. IOA2, this is my Hypixel name. If I'm on at the same time as you, I will friend you, and will play Bed Wars with you. So yeah, my name is OreoX underscore, so if anyone wants to friend request me or join my guild, it's called Skyborn X. If I'm on, I'll get the guild request, and I'll accept you, because I am desperate for members. We actually...
I think everyone left.
No, we still have a few people. We're actually guild level 5 now, so we have a guild tag. It's Sky, if you're wondering. It's pretty cool. Super cool, and I love Pyro said, I love so much Gable and Gideon are super relatable. My Minecraft username is Dex Deconstructor. Hashtag love Minecraft.
And this guy keeps going up. He says,
but you don't know what you're doing. He rated it 1 star and then put this weird little creeper face that actually got messed up with the Unicode font. We do know what we're doing, actually.
I don't understand what he means. He's like, oh, yep, I'm amazing. You don't know what you're doing. I don't understand his comment at all.
Also, because the creeper face emoji is, like, really bad, not gonna lie. If that's what it is. I assume it is, because it's green and black.
He's done a comment before that was...
Yeah, we actually do know what we're doing.
It's 2.5 years we've been doing it, even though we only recorded for, like, one of them, but...
Yeah, we know what we're doing, just saying. We've recorded 63 episodes. Is this our
64th episode?
No, 63. Oh, yeah. Next episode is the stack of podcast milestones.
So we should do a special episode. Well, we could do like a Skyblock guide or something next episode.
Yeah, maybe we could.
We could do something cool in Pog for a stack of episodes and then, and stuff.
Now on to newsy things. I need to find it, actually. Let's see. Hold, please. Okay. Skyblock patch 0.15. Skyblock leveling. Today we were typing up multiple forms of denoting progression into a centralized system. Skyblock levels. Now everyone will have a level that shows the progression they have in the game. You can view the different ways to gain Skyblock XP along with your specific breakdown. Along with this, you will now see Skyblock levels shown in the player list or the tab. While they do not show in chat by default, you have a setting to toggle Skyblock levels in chat. I'm level 79, Gideon's level 72.
Yes, I leveled up
a few times. As well as denoting your general progress in the game, Skyblock levels will also reward you for your progression. Gain permanent stat boosts based on your level. Various features such as Bazaar Community Shop, the Wardrobe, and more have been relocated to Skyblock levels
but
progression.
Something that's kind of dumb is, now Fairy Souls, you don't trick... They just give Skyblock levels XP, which I guess do generate
and
into...
And they do give you backpack slots.
What do?
The Fairy Souls.
Like, you get backpacks or you unlock the slots?
You unlock the slots.
Okay.
Unlock a new level prefix at specific levels. There's still a lot we want to do with levels, such as balancing, adding multiple ways to gain XP, and also making it more clear what task players should focus on at each stage of their progression. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
No, levels are retroactive. Upon logging in, you will automatically be given a level respective to your progress in the game. Changes to Fairy Souls and backpack slots. With the release of leveling, Fairy Souls no longer give permanent stat boosts. Sag. Now they grant Skyblock XP, unlocking backpack slots. Backpack slots 2 to 18 will now be unlocked by locked by default. The more Fairy Souls you find, the more backpack slots you will unlock. No, backpacks that are already in locked slots will stay in those slots. No worries. Peak of the Mountain, changes have been made. Added Peak of the Mountain 6 and added Peak of the Mountain 7. Or the Mountain 7 now gives 3 tokens in the mountain instead of 2. That just means you can afford 3 or 1 more perk thing. Croesus has now been added to dungeons. And
Croesus?
Yeah, basically allows you to save your drops for up to 48 hours from a chest.
So if you don't have the money?
So if you don't... See, if you drop a Necron's Handle or something, but you don't have the money... then you can, redeem
wait,
it.
Wait, how do you save it? Do you have to...
I'm not exactly sure. Also, they added something with the Emerald Blade. Basically, it, I'm not exactly sure what it does, but I think it basically makes it so you don't lose coins. Golden Dragon got buffed somehow. I don't see why they think it needs another buff. They buff Strength per 5 Magic Find from flat 0.5 to 0.5% max 5 Strength at 50 Magic Find.
I do really want to look into that Croesus thing, because that could be good. So what I do is I just grind F6 till I get a giant sword, and then I just sell...
Yeah, it only saves for 48 hours.
I know. I just sell my weapon, my arm... I just, like... Basically, what I do is I just sell my weapon, and then, like, some of my armor, I get the giant sword, and boom. Or I can just ask a friend to borrow some coins, and then say, I'll sell the giant sword, reimburse them.
Yeah, also, that'd be pretty nice with a handle, too.
Yeah,
because like, Flying oh, Fish got slightly buff with a Crick Wheel perk, and Zombie Pet's crafting recipe got nerfed, so it's easier to craft. And Gear, Goldar got buffed, Juju got sagged, Dark Claymore got buffed, Livid Dagger got nerfed, Shadow Fury got buffed, Ragnarok Axe got nerfed, Spirit Scepter got buffed, Super Cleaver got buffed, Hyper Cleaver got buffed, Giant Cleaver got buffed, Cleave Enchant got buffed, Itchy got buffed, Silky got nerfed, Hazmat Enderman got buffed. Sven Slayer is now easier to spawn. It takes approximately 10% less time. Also, Luxurious Spool now, instead of being 100% chance to drop, is now a 5% drop, but drops every time when you kill Arachne. There's some bug fixes. The next updates happening are End Island QOL, Kudra Revamp, Garden Update Part 1, Skyblock Levels Follow-Up, New Bits Items. Then the next kind of section is Wizard Portal and Garden Update Part 2. Happening in, and then the last one is going to be foraging update, because why would they update foraging? It's not like it needs anything. It does. It's
I actually, so I found out what Croces is an NPC. He lives in the dungeon hub, and basically, after every round, if you do not take a chest, he will save them, and then you can go to him, and you can open a chest. So basically, if you don't have enough money for something, you can just go to him once you have the money, and you can open the chest. It's basically you save the chest inside of an NPC, and he is over in the dungeon hub.
It's pretty swag.
So that's nice. Now I can actually start grinding F6 till I get a giant sword.
Okay, speaking of giant swords, we have a sponsor. Gideon, do you want to tell them about our sponsor that we keep plugging every time?
Yes, Shockbite is still sponsoring us, if you were wondering.
They haven't given up yet.
And they never will, hopefully. They do servers. All of these servers, you know, Satisfactory, Minecraft, all the good stuff. And if you use our code, amazing, when you check out. I forgot how much percent off is it. Do you remember? I think it's 25.
20. No, it's 20, I think. It's either 20 or 25% off. Either way, that's a pretty good deal. You should use it.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're going to get a server down at Shockbite, use our code and, yeah. That'll yeah. help us on the podcast and stuff.
Yeah. Shockbite is spelled with Y. We just think that people might not know what it is. And
We've already plugged it so many times. I think they get it now.
It's shockbyte.com. Yeah, that is the sponsorship. And that is the episode. So thank you very much for listening to the Amazing Minecraft Podcast. Until the next episode, which is the stack of episodes. Don't forget that. Keep mining and stay crafty. Bye.